When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
The news of the day with a catchy jingle.
News. News.
No. No.
News.
No.
News.
No.
Our only real hope is to decide this is news.
Yeah. Or no. Yeah. I'm proud of everybody, mostly Erica, because she's usually the...
I haven't laughed all week, I think.
You're the squeaky wheel on this bad boy.
Our listeners say the same thing.
Yeah, that is
true. Morning, everybody.
Good evening.
Good evening.
And welcome to the program. This is actually very big news for those of us right here in Denver. We now know the premiere date for Love is Blind Denver.
Yeah, baby!
By the way, this news was announced, I think, around the time that I found out I was moving here. Like, the fact that it was going to be here. It was a very exciting time.
So, does that mean they film here or they take people from? What does that mean?
No, they film. I think they filmed here.
They're at least all from Denver.
Okay.
You know what? They might film
in
LA.
Yeah.
But they have already filmed. No, don't. He's holding up a sign that says nope.
I want to know.
They have already.
You already used yours, didn't you?
Yeah. He used it on himself.
For the love of God.
They've already filmed the season. So now it's just
a matter of. Did I use mine?
Yeah.
Yes. Now it's just a matter of premiering. It's going to premiere October 1st.
Wait, is it? I don't know what this is. It's a reality show, right?
Yes.
Yeah. It's where they date in pods. They never see each other. And then some couples get engaged. And they finally see each other after they're engaged.
And where do they, how do you not see each other when you're on a date?
Because you're in a pod.
You're,
and you're
like talking through a wall. Yeah.
Okay, so they don't go out to restaurants. So then what makes it Denver, though? Just the pod is in.
Everyone on the show is from Denver. Yes.
And are they using the plethora of former Bachelor and Bachelorette?
Probably.
Like, so do they, Chase and Ben and Lauren.
Yeah. And do they do that because if they are going to get engaged, you can't be like, well, I'm from Seattle and I'm from New York. So they, and it's like, you're actually, this could work.
Yes. Okay. It's so that it actually could work. And they do have some good success. There's also been a few couples who have gotten divorced. Nice. But Vanessa Lachey, who hosts it with Nick Lachey, said something happens in Denver that has never happened on any Love is Blind. This is season 9. So for something new to be happening, it's actually season nine. I'm very excited. I love this show. I hate watch this show a little bit. I think that the boys should get on board because maybe we'll be able to get some of the contestants here in studio.
Yeah.
Okay. Really?
Get with the program.
Okay, but so
they can be out there. We'll talk through the wall.
But we can see them.
Not a bad idea. Yes. We get to see them. So you're like watching and you're like, these two people just like should not get engaged. And then they do.
But do they only do beautiful people?
Kinda.
Yeah.
It's not as crazy as like Love Island where they're in bikinis
where they're, like,
all day.
Hot.
Yeah.
It's like, average,
very normal,
good-looking people.
Yeah,
like this room. We all could have been on it.
Yeah.
Slacker might have aged out, but.
Good evening.
I think my ride's here.
Wow.
Oh, I'm scared. So we all know about the Coldplay gate.
Oh yes.
Coldplay affair incident. So there were a couple of things going around afterwards. The first one being that the CEO released a statement that's not actually from him. That's,
for real?
Yeah.
For real.
That
where
was
he
like
said,
a fake one.
You know, I acknowledge my mistake.
Yeah.
But I'd like some privacy.
Why would anybody make that fake?
Because it's funny.
Because at the end, he blames Chris Martin.
Yeah. He's like, I respect, but I want privacy. Oh, and it's like, you took your side piece to a Coldplay show.
Right.
Okay, no privacy.
So it really
for you.
Wasn't. Okay.
And then there was also another post that Coldplay is now having a camera-free section. That is also fake.
Good.
But I thought Coldplay put that up.
No, they didn't.
Oh, so the screenshot I saw was not real.
Fake news. Okay.
There was also a rumor going around that whoever planned the company outing was fired.
Yeah.
I gotta believe that's fake. That wasn't a company outing.
He did. Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Because you wouldn't want the people in your company to see that you, the CEO,
right.
is
right.
hitting the human resources.
You sure wouldn't.
But yeah.
Let's get him on Love is Blind.
Right. But didn't it seem like people around him knew?
Yes. The girl next to them definitely knew.
She, I think, was also C-level.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
That company is going down.
Yes, it is. Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Simon Cowell back in the news. He's launching a new band as part of a new show on Netflix. It's called Simon Cowell, The Next Act. It's set to premiere in December. It's 6 episodes.
What are you saying boo for it? What, he launched One Direction.
Either nope it or don't.
I thought that was not actually Simon. It was the Pussycat Dolls. I thought she...
Nicole Scherzinger.
I thought it was Simon.
It was Simon's show.
Simon became... No.
Which one? There was one.
That was on BGT.
I think you're...
That was on BGT. He was the one who was like, Harry's not good enough. Okay, X Factor, same thing.
15 years ago, after launching One Direction on The X Factor, Cowell will star in and executive produce.
Yeah, but it wasn't Nicole who launched him.
This says it was Simon Cowell. I always thought it was Simon Cowell.
And it was actually Nicole who was like, we should bring in those other boys and put them together.
There's footage that came out all these years later, and it's...
That it was her idea.
What she should have said is, you should maybe iron the collar of your t-shirt, Simon.
Or stop getting plastic surgery. Yeah. You look scary.
He does look
just a
awful.
Little... Bacon necky.
There's something wrong.
I have really bad news.
We have time. Uh-oh.
Who's ready for one?
I've got nothing.
Well, I just went.
Hold on.
We should just call it.
Oh, I do have one. Okay. CBS canceled.
Oh, yeah.
Good evening. CBS has canceled the Late Show with Stephen Colbert.
Oh, I have another.
Can I just say this?
I don't know why, though.
Didn't really say, and this doesn't count. I did want to kind of talk about this today. It's like them coming to us and going, hey, show's over. It's like, oh, May of next year.
Yeah, it's pretty
easy. He's on till May of next year. Oh. That's not, then.
Okay.
No, I'm just.
Yeah, that's kind
of. You guys, just so if you're listening.
But there wasn't really a reason.
Maybe he's done.
No,
he said that he wasn't. And that it's not like he's going elsewhere. It was just done.
I think those talk shows.
But can you still put on a good show for another year?
Right.
Yeah.
I don't think those talk shows are making the money they used to make. Yeah. Nobody consumes.
Nothing makes the money it used to make.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. One more.
Good evening.
Good evening.
So Voldemort has officially been cast for the Harry Potter series.
Somebody!
But
who's got
but
one left?
It a secret. We
He's
don't know
the only
who it
one
is.
Who's got it left?
Yep.
She
what
played her
you
cards
gonna
right?
do now?
Do you think they don't want us to know who it is so that when we see him, we can't tell who it is?
I think they just wanted it to be a surprise because I think it's a big actor. 303-222-5423,
that's the text line.
For what?
I'm just waiting. I'm just going to read a text. Oh, what's that one say, T.A.?
It doesn't count.
No!
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105. 9.